Long Talk Radio.
Yo, what up?
What's up?
It's Brother B and Nikki.
Yeah.
Another edition of the menu. What's good, what's good, what's poppin', what's poppin'. You hear noise in the background.
Where
Mika, well, you know, I don't know. Where's Mika? Where is Mika?
She's slacking up. She's slacking up.
she's busy looking at. She just inboxed me. She's busy looking at naked pictures of Idris Elba. Oh, okay.
She needs to send me some.
Yeah, I'm sure. So, what she doesn't know is we're already logged in, and I can't switch her on because I'm not there. But anyway, what up, y'all? Another edition of the menu. What's popping? What's going on? It's Brother B, Cole in the house. Mika is running late, as usual.
As usual.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And how was your day? How was your day, Nicole?
Just tired. I had a lot of running around to do. You know.
Yeah. That's what happens when we're in it. That's what happens when we're in it. Adults.
Yeah, I want to go back to being a kid.
Yeah, it's, you know, this is overrated now.
Yeah. Being an adult is hard as fuck.
Yeah, it is. I'm like, you know, right now I'm tired.
You got it.
I go to work in a little while. But, yeah, man, our topic for this evening is, what is the topic? What is the topic? Oh. I'm sorry, about the music. The music. When did the music become noise?
Oh, God.
Yo,
it's
it
like,
is noise nowadays,
it
huh?
It is. Like 2000?
Yeah, I think like late 90s it started to drop off. Now, mind you, so when I had put it up on Facebook, somebody had chimed in and said, you know, depending on what type of music it is, because not all music is noise, which is true.
That's true.
You know, there's still definitely some good music out there. But, I mean, we got to look at some of them.
And rap, I think, it has fallen off. It's dead. R&B, we're still hanging in there a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. You know, some of the pop music. You know, I mean, my thing is this. What happened to the creativity of it all? I mean, everybody's taking off their clothes, getting half naked, shaking everything, but, you know, I mean everything. Until it falls off, just to sell a record. I mean,
hey.
Hello?
I resemble that remark.
Who, that you're always late? Oh, wow, here comes Mika. Hi.
Hello. Listen.
You forget what remark? What remark?
Listen, I'm working with like three different phones right now, so get twisted.
I would love to get twisted, but I have to work tonight. Anyway.
Sucks to be you.
Yeah, I know. It really does.
I'm
but, you
on
know.
Sixth one.
Yeah. So, we were talking about the topic of, you know, like, when did the music turn to nothing?
Music nowadays.
Who's eating potato chips?
Let me rephrase.
Who's eating potato chips? Who's going on with all the crunching? Is that you,
that's
Nicole?
No, not
that's Nicole.
Time. That's
not this time. Okay.
That's her with the bubble gum.
Yeah, probably.
You know what? Nicole has mom at the house, so they're over there playing with bubble wrap. You're not slick. I know the sound.
No,
okay, it's the pastime.
Listen. That's the sound of fresh furniture being peeled.
No, I'm not there.
That's not yet. But let's be honest for a moment. My son, my eldest son, has actually said that he refuses to listen to rap because it sucks.
It does
nowadays. He's 15. He shouldn't know what rap music is. In his opinion, the last good thing to come out of rap music was old Eminem. And I didn't know what to do with that information. I was
he didn't know who Eminem was?
No. The fact that he said the last good thing to come out of rap music was Eminem, and he's not talking about like new. He's talking about angry Eminem. Eminem was talking about
Eminem too.
He's talking about when Eminem was throwing Kim in the back of the car, talking about so long.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. He's basically so disgusted. He would rather listen to Linkin Park.
Now I like Linkin Park.
But the thing is, he would rather listen to classic Zeppelin that I own over the crap that's being played today.
But now, wait a minute. I don't listen to the radio no more.
The radio's useless. It is. I don't listen to it.
But wait a minute. I got a question.
What?
I got a question. And I don't want it to sound racist, but it just might sound racist anyway. Listen. Why is it is like the last greatest rapper or good rapper in some of the youth's mind has to be Eminem, who was Caucasian? Like, yo, there's underground rappers.
Is that really easy? Wait,
no one said the greatest.
The last good?
The last good, you understand, the last of his generation, because we lost Tupac. We lost Biggie. Kanye lost his mind.
But you also have to understand you're dealing with a 15-year-old.
Who should know about Lupe Fiasco?
Lupe Fiasco does not get the credit that he deserves. That's a talented dude right there. He does not.
What about Common?
At all.
What about Common? Even Common is nasty.
He's positive. Nobody wants to hear that.
I feel like I'm in the middle of a freaking Eagles and Giants game right now.
Okay.
I want to play. For the record, he didn't mention Common to me, but that's only because he was talking to me. I'm sure he was talking with his father. He rather mentioned freaking Mos Def. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
Which, for the record, hey, I like Mos Def. I'm sorry.
But
yeah, me too.
I like the midget rapper.
Because they're not going to fall in line to what the industry wants.
And that's the thing, you know? And for a 15-year-old to turn around and say that music nowadays sucks, it's a pretty potent statement for a teenager who's growing up in the midst of Kanye and Drake and whatever the other gay rapper there is, to turn around and say, yeah, this music sucks. Can I listen to old Pearl Jam? Like, that's freaky to me as a mother.
Not for nothing, that video was funny with Drake. Like, he didn't know if he wanted to be Kanye or if he wanted to bust out and do salsa.
You know? It's the problem.
That video had me in tears.
I love Nicole. I love Nicki. The problem with today's music is that it has no substance. It has no valor. It has no meaning.
There's no honor and no integrity in the music and no creativity.
It's everything that, you know, and then the ironic twist is, I remember growing up, you know, my mother jamming to some of the stuff that I was listening to.
On the 45s? Were you talking about the 45 days? Oh, okay.
Shut up. Shut your pie hole. Like, I remember my mother getting down to freaking LL and freaking Curtis Blow and stuff like that.
Yes.
Now, ask my mother about music today, and she will look at you like, who? What? When? What?
Well,
just mom and name him.
Well, some of the stuff, that's why I don't call it music. Like, I call it noise.
It's junk.
I'm still wondering who the hell is Nae Nae. And why this is a song about her.
I don't understand. Don't Nae Nae live on the 41st side of 12th Street? I'm just saying.
Ooh, watch me.
Okay? Because I heard she was on the block. wilding out. Come on, what can he do?
There's nothing manly.
Right?
But wait a minute, hold on. There's nothing manly about any of these dances.
Okay,
they're very, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of these dance moves is really, like, they're women moves,
well,
and dudes are doing them. I don't understand.
The dudes that are doing these dances and come up with these stupid, really retarded songs are wearing skinny jeans. Okay, let's go back a little here.
Let's be honest.
Any dude that is wearing skinny jeans is gay. Even when the skateboarders, because I live in a town where there's 1,001 skateboarders, the skateboarders wearing skinny jeans is semi-accessible because they're borders, but at the end of the day...
Yeah, they're different.
Flag on play. First down. 10-yard penalty.
Okay.
At the end of the day...
Uh-huh.
At the end of the day, even they know how to put on their big boy pants.
And this is true.
You feel me?
This is true.
My thing is this. Any so-called, and I'm putting quotes all up in this mofo, rapper, hip-hop artist, whatever the hell you want to call these little gay birds, you're wearing skinny jeans that, you know, your girlfriend can get getting to you, or if you're going in her closet to get a pair of skinny jeans, you're not a guy. You're a girl.
And mind you,
you're
who's
not
doing that?
Artist. You're a
That's
joke.
Nicole. That's Nicole. You're doing that, Nicole.
I'm sorry.
You sound like you just sat on a bag of Lay's. What are you doing? It sounds like you just crunched up a bag of Lay's right now. What are you doing?
Now, mind you,
no one here at the menu has any issues with, you know, homosexuality or anything. But
no,
my thing
no,
is this.
No,
you can't.
No,
I got to put it out there.
But as a woman, I have no respect for you. If you're calling yourself a man and you're wearing jeans that are tighter than the jeans that I own, I'm just saying. And you're dropping lyrics and knowledge, put that in the third.
What knowledge are you really dropping, though?
There's no knowledge dropping.
Let's be honest,
Brother B and Nikki. They're sitting there using beats that aren't theirs because they have no real skills.
But these youngins don't know that.
Our generation was different because at least we had a foundation on which to borrow beats. You know,
but we understood. We knew. Listen, first of all, we knew where the music was coming from because our parents was listening to it. Some of us was made off the music that the artists from the 80s and 70s and 90s were sampling.
But this
is
my point. Like, our music wasn't synthesized. Like, we had to go through the crates at Kim's Records down in the village on St. Mark's Place, see, only all the time's notice, and pull some teeth, you know, and get the vibe and get it going. And we really had to think about the words that were coming out of our mouth. Because you had to understand what we were saying, or else
exactly.
It wasn't worth it. You know? These cats nowadays. I don't translate your language. I don't understand your language. I know it's serious when my teenager looks at me and says, "What are they saying?" And I'm like, "Dude, I don't have any Bonnet Dictionary, the latest version. I'm sorry."
Listen,
I don't own one of them.
Listen, we already know where some of us here are from.
Mm-hmm.
I used to play with the pen years ago. I still may play with it here and there. And as an MC, not no MF or that just put words together. No, as an MC, somebody, as a poet, somebody that studies his words, puts sentences and things together properly, make sure what he's saying makes sense, tells a story. As an MC, out there on them corners in front of the bodega, whether it was Queensbridge, Astoria Project, Ravenswood, if you was in a cypher, which I know a lot of cats don't even know what a cypher is nowadays, if you was in a cypher and you came with some bullshit, that was your ass. That was your ass. If you was at the lunch table in school, because you know the lunch table had the acoustics, if you was at the lunch table and you wasn't coming with it, that was your ass. You couldn't say something that didn't make sense, or you couldn't say something where you didn't do it. Like, you couldn't say you were selling drugs and nobody saw you out there on the corner at 2 o'clock in the morning. You just couldn't do that. But nowadays, cats is doing it because some Caucasian or Hasidic Jewish person is saying, hey, listen, if you want to be hard and you want to sell records, this is what you have to do. You have to sound like this. You have to, so you basically, you got everybody else telling you what the hood is or what it is being MC. And it doesn't make, it's never made sense to me. There's cats out there that took the microphone very serious. Like, I remember cycles where cats would get angry if you said something that did not make sense. If you said something that did not connect, cats was ready to fight for this. Now all of a sudden, it's just like straight up and down trash. Like, you can't, I mean, my question is, whatever happened to the real MCs? Because these dudes out here nowadays, they ain't nothing but garbage.
You're right.
Now, some of them may sit there and say, yeah, but yeah, nursery rhyme, I'm like, yo, I mean, really? Like, what sense do you think it makes? And it's like, how did common sense just not make, people just don't want to make sense anymore? How is it that people want to spend their hard-earned dollar, but I guess nowadays we have a generation that don't earn the dollar, so they spend somebody else's dollar or they just take it, but or download it. They don't really earn anything to purchase anything.
So I guess
that's why there's a disconnect somewhere along the line. But it's like, yo, I'm so disgusted. Like, I'm so disgusted that coming from where we came from in terms of music, it's just totally trash now. It's like, it's a joke.
Well, everything is a joke, down to the kids. Like, everything, everybody's disrespectful. There's just no respect or anything.
And that's the problem. That's a serious problem right there. And, you know, I don't know why it's like that. Like, first of all, there's no reason why, and I feel it. It was an okay movie. It wasn't the greatest, but Straight Outta Compton. I get it. But why you couldn't make a movie about Public Enemy or about X-Clan? You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I'm not taking anything away from, you know, N.W.A., but, yo, real talk, I want to know the story of Public Enemy, because I'm sure Public Enemy had to go through a lot just to bring the music that they came with. But nobody's saying anything about them.
Because they're preaching. NWA was all about violence.
Yeah.
Anything that makes the black community look bad is what they promote.
This is true.
Anything that's going to uplift us, they're not going to promote. I mean, come on. Anytime Denzel Washington can get an Emmy for Training Day and not Malcolm X, that can tell you how shit is.
Yeah.
It's like they want to see us in a negative light.
But the thing is, you know, and the sad part is they use the music. You know, the thing, they use our own talent against us. But we use it against ourselves as well. Because nowadays in the industry, because basically music is, a lot of the music nowadays, it's not even about creativity anymore. It's not about the music anymore. It's really about
showing
well, but you know, it's money first. It's all about the money first. Like back in the days, we did it just off of love. We did it just off of strength. It wasn't about the money. We knew we could make money in it. We knew we were talented enough to pull it off. But it was really about just like, yo, who's hot? who got some 16, 24 bars?
Through the rear door.
Sorry about that. Yeah, who has?
Right.
It was all about skill. Now, what is it really about? So,
it's all about sex is selling, you know, for the women. Sex is selling for the men. It's just a whole bunch of just nonsense. I don't even know what the hell they're talking about nowadays. You're like, what?
Yeah, that's the thing. They're not talking about anything.
No, they're not.
My problem is, like, what do you mean people are selling platinum records? What do you mean they're selling all these records? You're trying to tell me they're really selling all this stuff? They're really selling all this stuff because they're, what, they're talented? No. They're not selling all this stuff because they're talented, because they're not talented. There's nothing talented about what they're doing or anything that they're saying. They're just a gimmick.
Right.
Like, you know what I find interesting of how science and music kind of correlate with one another? Because you know they have to do these little tests to see how far they can go. And it's like, if you keep playing the same thing over and over again, you may not like it at first, but then a while you start to be like, oh, it's catchy, so this is what they do. This is the
right
science of it. We'll keep playing the same song on the radio 18 times within the next 3 hours, and somebody's and they're gonna like it.
That's annoying.
It is annoying, and that's the problem. Like, it's like, what do we do about it? I mean, like I said, it's not all music, but why is it really geared towards hip hop and R&B? And even some of this pop music, like, why do we have to be the sluts and the whores of the industry? Like, why do we have to be the dirtbags of the industry?
That's a good question.
I'm sorry, guys. I had a family emergency that I had to attend to real fast.
Okay, did you wash your hands?
No, but your funky drawers are hanging on a line. You want them now, you want them later.
Okay.
I'll put them on my head later. You know how I do. I like to wear them on my head first. Got to break them in.
You know.
Oh,
listen, you don't want to stop messing with me. I had the decency to apologize because I had to step away.
I got that bullet for you.
You got what?
Keep it up, Brother B. I got that bullet for you.
You ain't got no bullet for me unless it's a bulletin. You ain't got no bullet for me.
I got that bullet for you, Brother B.
Yeah, okay. You can keep that. You keep that.
He's scared.
You keep that.
He's messing with me.
But, you know, it's sad when you can't even listen. Well, you know, I do listen to the radio. I only listen when Molly Mall is on, or Red Alert, when they playing the old school music like Chuck Rock. That's the only time I really listen to the radio. Otherwise, I don't listen to the radio anymore because there's nothing up there.
I got my own playlist with my old school music, with the Four Righteous Teachers and De La Soul and, you know, Mass Effect.
But wait a minute. But, yo, you know there was, listen, that's why back in our days it was classic, because you know there was always that song on the radio that came on. You didn't know who the artist was. You just heard the song and you was like, oh, that's dope. But you just had to put it on. You just had to hit the record button and tape it. And where those songs at? Like, a lot of people forgot about Ed OG and the Bulldogs. Come on now.
You got people who even never heard of them.
Huh? Oh, yeah. A lot of people that never heard of Ed OG and the Bulldogs, Kwame.
Kwame.
Who's the cast from Philly? Three Times Dope and Steady B. Like, a lot of cats, but you know what I'm saying?
Wow, you remember them? See, that's saying a lot.
What? Yo, who does it? Listen, I was an MC. I had to know these things. Come on now. Music, listen, music at one point was like my existence.
Like, everything hinged on music because the vibe of it just made you feel good. It's like, you know, it's nothing like a good song to put you in the right mood.
Well, I think music on a whole, depending on what you're into, can either make you or break you. Because as we all know, music in its main core, in its main basis, is to transport you to somewhere.
Exactly.
It's either going to do one or two things. It's going to make you happy and give you, you know, take you back to that particular kind of space, or it's going to make you sad and remember something.
But now, look at the music. Everything is angry. Everything is angry, or it's all about sex.
Yeah.
It's all
angry. Because seriously, no one is that angry, and sex ain't that serious if it's meaningful.
But remember back in the days with Scarface and Coogee Rap, like they
can
Coogee say
Rap
something.
Was a good storyteller, along with my
listen, let's get real corny about it. Even LL was talking about he needed a round the way girl. Like, let's be real corny about it. But you know what? Even that lame song hit a chord with everyone. You understand what I'm
saying?
No,
we can't get any cornier than I'm going back to Cali.
That's my choice.
Well,
you understand what I'm saying? Like, these songs, and you know what? This is the problem. These young people have no idea. Like, these songs, they weren't violent. They were really violent. You know, but they told a story that you could relate to.
But the whole thing is
see, the problem with today's music is that, one, none of it is really relatable, because at the end of the day, nobody is going to ever be this multi-million-dollar drug dealer with all these holes running around the block. You understand what I'm saying? And
no,
the
that's
problem
just a TV
is
show.
That they're perpetuating this stereotype and this mentality. And they're perpetuating it for what?
Well, that's the whole thing, because everybody's trying to prove I'm bigger, I'm better, I'm richer. And the whole, in real talk, cats already know most of that stuff is rented. For those who are listening, and for those who don't know and need to know, most of them video hoes are rented. Those jewels are rented. Those cars are rented. Listen, the only people that can probably really own stuff like that is like a Slick Rick or a Big Daddy Kane, because they've been rocking for years and they're still rocking. They're getting money here, they're getting money overseas, they've been getting long money. Nowadays, with these record deals, they give you some money up front and you got to make do with it. Like, they don't really tell you the ins and outs of the business, and that's the problem. All they want you to do is just make a record. Like, matter of fact, I remember one time I went to D&D Studios because my man was trying to hook me up and get me on this compilation album. So I went there, and you know, I had a little rapport with the dude Dave. Of course, if people don't know, there's a studio that I think Premier owns it now, called D&D Studio, in Manhattan.
But
there was another studio upstairs called the Playroom. Like, that's the studio I used to record in. I didn't have D&D money then. Didn't have D&D money then. But you know, Mary J. Blige, that was the home of Boot Camp. A lot of them used to record out there. So the dude said, "Yo, I need you to spit something. Spit. Rhyme. I want you to rhyme until I tell you to stop." So I was rhyming, and I kept rhyming, and I kept rhyming. And it got to a point where I was like, "Well, what was the purpose of all of this rhyming?" So then he tells me, "Well, you don't have any hooks." I said, "I did give you a hook." He was like, "Yeah, but it's not like a Boot Camp hook." See, once he said that, he turned me off. Because I'm not
What's
here to sound like Boot Camp. Cause I'm a Boot Camp. Like, Buckshot, Black Moon. Remember the Boot Camp clip?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
As a matter of fact.
Like, he wanted me to sound like somebody else, and it's like, dude, I can't.
Yeah, but that's not how. But that's not who you are.
Exactly. And when he said that, it started to make me realize, like, yo, music is going to take a bad turn. because now you want copycats of the same sound, and that's not how it works in hip hop. You can't call it hip hop and copy off of somebody else because we don't do that.
But
that's
see,
not
that,
what it's
again,
all about.
But that's the fine line between real hip hop and the crap that they have on the radio today. And this is why I listen. You want to know what? I listen to the radio. I do. I listen to Q104.3 and 106.7.
Oh, you listen to like Kenny Loggins, you know,
that's
like you said, Pearl Jam. You
but
know.
Pearl Jam, Led Zeppelin, The Stones, all that stuff is on 104.3. And the reason being is because I can't listen to 105 without wanting to pretty much scratch my ears out and freaking split my throat.
Because you know what I find funny?
For me.
You know what I find funny? Now, what station you said you listen to?
104.3 and 106.7.
Okay.
Sometimes
how,
Z100.
How many times did you hear the same song played on one of those stations?
Not too often.
But when it goes to, and I have to say it, the black stations, why is it like every five or six songs you're hearing the same damn thing?
Because that's all that they have. They don't have, again, excuse me, listen, I'm going to be honest, and it's not a dig at anyone. The reality is there's no originality. That is the reality. There's no real anything left on these stages. Everything has officially been freaking just regurgitated to the point where there's no substance. There's nothing to it. Really. Like, seriously? I'm so disgusted at the decline of music on a whole and then being trapped. And don't get it twisted. I love my rock music, but even that has gotten regurgitated. But yet, there's still more originality to it than this generation's quote-unquote rap music.
Well, first of all, when it comes down to, like, the metal and the rock music.
Not even metal.
Well, you know what? First of all, you got to look at the Blueprints. You got to look at the Metallicas. You got to look at the Stone Temple Pilots. You got to look, you know what I'm saying?
Not
certain people got even remember Whitesnake? You got to look at groups like
Whitesnake,
and Bon Jovi. You can't talk about rock music without talking about Bon Jovi. They're the Blueprint for this.
You can actually say Slayer.
Yeah, but Bon Jovi. Come on now.
But anyway.
Anyway. The whole thing is this. There will never be another Bon Jovi. There will never be another Metallica. There will never be another Whitesnake or these groups. They solidified
themselves. There should never be another LL Cool J either. There should never be another Curtis Blow. You understand what I'm saying? There should never be another Run DMC. There should never be another De La Soul. There should never be another Tribe Called Quest. You see where I'm going with this?
Yeah, but you know what? There should be another group or an MC like that that has evolved.
Being that and imitating that are two different things. The problem is that these newer, and I laugh as I say this, artists don't respect where it really came from. They have no respect for groups like Sugar Hill Gang. They have no respect for groups like Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. They, for Pete's sake, they have no respect for freaking a third base. Like, nothing to take away from third base. But my whole point is, these groups are the groups that kind of push, and they push, you know, they got you to sing, you know, they got you to laugh, they got you to feel emotion. None of it was sacred, none of it was watered down, none of it was mainstream. It was all the reality of the day, and that's the thing. It dealt in reality, as opposed to what we're hearing now, which is really just complete and utter fantasy. You know, what I hear from these people, you might as well have a unicorn sticking out of your ass.
Basically.
That's what I'm hearing today. Now, what I heard 10, 15 years ago it's totally different. You know?
Like, yo, I mean, yo, you can take most of the industry right now. And I'm Queens. I'm Harlem too. I'm Brooklyn. But yo, you can take most of the industry today. You couldn't even put them against some of the unknowns from Queensbridge. Some of the cats that was just in front of the store or the supermarket rhyming or in front of the center rhyming. Like they
right.
These cats have nothing. They're nothing.
Okay, now even Nikki's gonna have to agree with me on this one. How sad is it that the real crap we've been hearing recently comes from a TV show instead of on the actual airwaves? You guys, seriously.
Because you know why? Because you have a mastermind behind it, which is on Timbaland. You know,
this is true.
That's why.
What show is this?
Empire.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Listen to me.
That music is cheesy.
Wait, but that's why I said Nicole agree with me on this one, because in all honesty, the what they're saying on Empire is more realistic than the crap that you hear in Lil Wayne or whoever that
exactly.
What's to do with the ice cream tattoo on his face?
They point it off and they make it sense and they tell the story.
Do you think that's one of the reasons why the show is popular?
Yes. With an older crowd? Absolutely.
Explain
that the cookies is wrong.
It's like the monkey.
You remember the monkey? Oh,
no, I don't feel so bad now. Okay.
But yeah, because remember, the monkeys was never a singing group. The monkeys was an actress who became a TV show. It was a TV show. And
I never knew that. I thought that they were a group.
No, they were a TV show before they were a group.
And they were singing on TV show and became popular as a group and then put out albums. Exactly.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
She's 1,001% accurate on that.
Yes, I know
my monkey.
Stop playing.
Nikki, real fast.
Nikki Dolan. What's up? David Smith. That's all I got to say.
Do you think education and what's going on in the music now plays, like, do you think education plays a part in it?
No. I can't say that education plays a part in it. People just want to make fast money.
Let me rephrase. Because I don't want to be too much of an asshole today.
Because I'm always an asshole anyway. It depends on the education that you're referring to. Are you referring to the education at home or the education in school? Remember, there are two types.
Okay. Because, the educational system that we grew up on is totally different from what's going on now because not to throw too many people under the bus, but there's a lot of teachers out there that just really don't care. The educational system in New York City or in this country, period, is not what it used to be years ago.
Listen, let's be honest, they didn't really give that much when we were in school either. I remember one.
They didn't, but you know what? But they made it look good.
No, they didn't.
They made it look good. Yes, they did.
Not if you went to Losers Inc. I mean, LIC. Bornhofer, and I'm going to call him out. I don't care.
Listen, just because you had some bad experiences.
Stop. Bornhofer lived in the PJs and had a problem with everyone from the PJs. Don't ask.
I would too if he was always pissing in the damn elevator. Yeah, I would too. But that's another
story. But wait a second. You're supposed to be trying to help these kids get out, and instead you spending more time putting them down. I got no love for you.
You know what the thing is? Once again, there's a difference between education and educating yourself. And the thing is
right.
this.
a teacher can only bring you so far. You have to bring yourself along as well. It's like that saying goes, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't
make him
drink.
But you can't make him drink. You can't make him drink.
And the same thing with man. You can lead a man to knowledge, but you can't make him think.
Exactly, and that's the problem.
You can lead anyone to anything, but at the end of the day, it's on them whether or not they're really going to participate or partake in what you're trying to show them. But again, knowledge, see, this is, again, the education. Seriously, I learned absolutely nothing in high school. Nothing.
Because you were running around wilding out. That's
problem. Hello. I'm not done.
Okay.
I learned nothing in high school. I learned more, ironically enough, in junior high school and in college than I ever did in high school.
Well, when I was in college, I realized everything I learned in high school was wrong.
Basically, it was like the 4 years of my life that I wasted in high school didn't exist.
I don't think that has anything to do with the music, education level, or anything. It's just the quality of music that's just being put out there, and it's what this generation wants to hear. This generation is all about making quick money and having sex, so that's how that type of music is selling. That's it.
But my thing is, how far does that take you? That's the thing. How could you not want to hear somebody tell a story when that's all we have? Like, that's where we come from.
Because,
see, my whole issue,
you want the truth? Because it's not on Real Households of Atlanta. It's not on the have and have not. It's not on Snap.
Why are people so in love with drama? What the hell they saw about, and this has been going
because
on for years with the soaps.
Okay, listen, not for nothing. Wait a minute, wait. Whoa. I can tell the difference between reality. I like drama on television.
No.
I don't like it in real life. But I direct TV. I'm the queen. But Nick, you have to understand one small factor. One easy. You're going to learn.
Yeah, the TV did.
You had no choice but to know the difference. And I'm going to say this again. Your mother raised you. Just like my mother raised me. You see where I'm going with this? And plus, I chose to be this way as well, but we can't blame everything on what comes on television. It has to be the person also. They're responsible for, you know, like, come on now. Like,
you can't, but at the same token, come on. You got to understand, common sense has to kick in somewhere. And it has to. And if it doesn't kick in, you've got a bigger problem than what you realize.
It's not. It's more so your morals and your values, not more so common sense.
Morals and values have no foundation. If you have no foundation, how do you have morals and values?
Well, with morals and values, most of the people nowadays can't even spell that shit. That's number one. And not to attack our people like that, but the whole thing is, it's really our music that's mainly the fucked up portion of the industry. It's mainly our music that's
piece of it. It's a double-edged sword.
They want a piece of it.
Music is just going to hell, because how the hell do we get a Ziggy Azalea? How do we get that white chick? What is she saying? Like, how do we get her?
I don't know.
Really? Okay.
Haven't understood anything since Latifah. Just so we're clear.
Listen, the industry chose her. The industry chose her. Look at most jobs. Most jobs, even the government is ran by idiots. But it is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all don't have to work with the sister on this, okay? Like, seriously, at the end of the day.
Stupid rules.
Yeah,
simple and plain.
You're absolutely right.
You can't stop the stupid. Stupid runs the show. Gone are the days. Remember, many centuries ago, look poets and certain philosophers, they would crucify them because of the things that they were saying to people. This is the same thing with the music. This is the same thing with hip hop. When hip hop came on the scene, it was a threat. It was a threat because it
now
was
completely so mainstream.
Yeah, but the thing is, because the threat has been taken out of it now. Once the threat has been taken out of something, then you can control it. Years ago, they couldn't control the threat. They couldn't control what cats were saying. They didn't like the fact that they were going across seas telling what's going on in their hood, and people are like, well, wow, is that really going on in America? Is that really going on in New York City? Wow, that's crazy. We were telling those stories, but that's where we come from. Now, all of a sudden, somebody put money in the mix, just like some dumbass, I'm going to say it, for real talk, probably some dumbass African tribe many centuries ago let somebody on some boats come over and say, here, listen, this is shiny. You like this. You come with us. And then, sure enough, boom, you got bamboozled, and here we are today.
Well, you know what, our own that sold us out. So, I mean, why are you even pretending shock?
Because,
did I say that out loud?
Because you know what? Some people don't want to listen to the truth. Some people don't want to hear it. Some people don't want to believe that our own people are responsible for the dumb shit that goes on. Like, dude, accountability. Take accountability for the stuff that you do.
Listen,
don't blame. Don't sit there and blame it on the white man. Because you know what? There's a lot of white people that's just sitting back saying, like, listen, I don't know what you're complaining about. You got rights. You able to move freely and do what you want to do. Well, what did I do? What did we do? We ain't do nothing to you.
My simple response to, and you know what, and I gotta agree with you, because that type of thinking has, now I'm not gonna say it's not true for a majority. I'm not gonna lie and say that. But I will say this much. We as a whole, as a people, are responsible for what we put out there, what we keep.
Yep.
You know, and if you guys have been on my Facebook enough, you've seen what I've been reposting. Very rarely do I comment, but I do a lot of reposting. And there's a reason why I repost the pictures of the 40s and 50s that I've been doing quite a bit recently. It's to show where we once were, because that's what we need to go back to. Because that time period, even up until the 20s to 30s, all of that. Now, all of those time periods, that 20, 30, 40, 50 years time span, shows who we were as a people. We have respect for ourselves. We have respect for our neighbors. We value the opinions of our elders. We believed in the sanctity of marriage. We believed in raising a family. We believed in sticking by morals. You understand what I'm saying? These are the things that we believed in, and somewhere along the line, we lost this. We lost the whole mentality of it takes a village. We lost that where, you know, if you did something, your neighbor caught you, you would get whooped by your neighbor, your mama, your grandmama. If your great-grandmama was alive, you'd probably catching it from her, too. You understand what I'm saying? We've lost all of that. We've lost that foundation. We've lost that respect for ourselves, our community. Where's it gone? I have no idea.
Because a lot of kids are having kids. That's why these children are having babies. And people
me, who will put a foot up their child's ass in 2.2 seconds, I got people ready to call diapers on me.
Now, when you say that, relating back to these kids, these unruly bastards who want to listen to these stupid-ass songs and go crazy.
I'm ready to fuck
now,
up.
Now, I had a friend that told me a story about somebody. Now, basically, this person has a job with the city, and they came home, and their kid was smoking weed in the house. So the parent decided to, you know, to exercise his right as being a parent and doing what he needed to do.
Okay.
Dude got arrested for hitting his kid and got suspended from his job. What fucking sense does that make? Listen,
okay.
All you little,
you know what,
anybody that supports shit like that, you should be ashamed of yourself, and you need to go smack the shit out of your own self.
Because no parent should
lose their job or get reprimanded at their job for whipping your ass because you did the wrong thing.
Hello. But again, the problem is, and that's another problem, these freaking little bastards, they, for whatever reason, these parents have let their kids in on the secret. or what they perceive to be a defect, which is you actually have
a say. But the law is saying that it's so. The law is saying no, you cannot hit your kid. So the kids know this, and then they go and they just go buck wild.
Well, guess what? The law got a problem with me then because I don't give a fuck. Because at the end of the day, it is my responsibility as that child's parent to make sure that child does not end up in jail, does not end up out there being some freaking retard, low-life piece of crap on society. My job is to make sure that child does not have a freaking jail record. My job as a parent is to make sure that I don't have a child that has 20 different baby mamas and only 10 of them are legit. You understand? As a mother, that is my job. And I will. My job is to make sure that my child goes to school, he's fed, he's clothed, he has an education. He does something with himself. That's my job. Anybody
well,
tell me
why, this is one of the reasons
he
why I'm
my
today. Because
at the end of the day, can't nobody tell me how to raise my child. Because you know what? If you think you can do a better job, have at it. But I guarantee you'll be calling me in 2 seconds so I'll come get your bastard. Because I can't.
Well,
that's just how, that's just you know why you can't do it? Because you don't have the foundation that I have. There's no problem with me whipping my child's ass. I'm so old school, I would whip my child's ass in front of cops and tell the cops why I whip my child's ass. You want to
take that? Because you'll be putting
that up. You ain't bringing him back, and I ain't paying for him wherever the hell he's at. No, we ain't doing that. Because at the end of the day, it's my job to make sure that that child is right.
Well, that's the problem. They don't want you. They don't want you to have that job.
They got a
problem. Because you know what?
They're taking it out of our hands. That's the problem. Mm-hmm. And then they wonder why the kids are the way they are. It's because you're not letting them reprimand them. So if they're saying let the kids run wild, you're not supposed to hit them. And then you wonder why this kid's walking around shooting and then a gang or whatever. You said we couldn't discipline them. So now
But that's what they want, so they can go to jail, and then the system can make money off of them.
But here's the ironic twist. It's not only our children. It's all of these children.
Yeah, it's all of them.
See, that's what a lot of people don't realize. It's not only ours. It's every child. Every child that has this mentality of, oh, it's all about me, I'm self-entitled. And that goes across all color lines. That goes across all cultural lines. It's just a blanket mentality. It is. It's the truth. It's a blanket mentality. And you know what? All of that shit is going to come and bite people, except for me. Because you know what? I ain't playing that. I'm sorry.
Because my thing is, if you really think that it's acceptable to look up to somebody like Lil Wayne. And it's not, I'm not knocking anybody because I'm not knocking anybody's hustle, but it is acceptable to look up to somebody like Lil Wayne instead of looking up to somebody who, you know, college degree, you know, of the 9-to-5 man taking care of his family and stuff like that.
I can't. And I'll be honest with you. You know why? Because, one, he's got an addiction to fucking cough syrup. Who has an addiction to cough syrup? Oh, my God, you are the worst. Like, you almost died because of your addiction to cough syrup. Do you know what cough syrup was with us? Well, this one of a 44D was the worst thing you could be given. Sorry, but I could not only not acquire an addiction to that, I would rather you slit my throat than make me take the shit. So therefore, the fact that you're so weak and you have an addiction to cough syrup, dude, I need to beat you up on a daily basis. I'm just saying.
I don't even understand what he's saying.
His teeth are really gold or they're yellow. It's one of the two.
Well, you know, a lot of them don't even understand what they're saying. Period. That's why I'm like, writers, like, what writers, what are they writing? They're just getting on the microphone making noises, sounding like a bunch of monkeys.
Well, I got flipping off some system. And
so,
it took me a minute to find out what the fuck system was. Because what the fuck is it? You're sipping on syrup?
No, it's a retardant.
What the fuck is system? Cough syrup. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? You're sipping on cough. Like, it's just the mentality is so degraded. It's so ridiculous. Like, this is your mentality right now? Dude, seriously, you need to overhaul your whole mental capacity at this point and find something. I think you should become an astronomer, go work at the Hayden and look at the stars all day.
Because,
that's
all right, check it out.
Advice.
Now, I look at other genres of music.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have the issues that we have in our music.
They wouldn't.
And I hate to put it in that type of light, like their music and our music. But because in their music, some of their music is not tainted like ours. You know what I'm saying? Like, we really just, like, dumbed down and just sold out the whole farm for a dollar.
But you also have to realize their theme is a standard theme. That's what you're – and listen, I'm going to be honest with you. The majority of the music that is outside of the rap, quote, hip-hop, quote, community is rock. And with that said, and even country music, let's be honest, these are their things. Their things are recurrent. It doesn't change. It is what it is.
Except hey, listen. Leave country. Leave country alone. I like country
Stop.
Music.
Stop. Ew.
I like country.
Okay.
What's wrong with country? First of all, you're rocking with the menu. You're rocking with the menu. Anybody want to call in? It's 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395. Listen, what's wrong with country?
I'm not touching it.
Listen,
but I'm going to say
first of
this.
All, country music, ultimate storytellers. And listen, anytime you feeling bad,
I'm going to kill myself. It's trucker music.
No. No, because country is another form of the blues.
I'd rather listen to countries and blues, because blues make me want to commit suicide. Nikki and Brother B,
what you have to realize is that the themes are the same themes. They don't change. Their themes are drugs, sex, love, loss of love, required love, unrequited love. Do you understand what? Their things don't change, no matter how you sing
it. But they put it another way so well.
It's the way you sing it.
Exactly. Like let's take a song.
It's the same reoccurring thing. Oh, my God.
Let's take Kenny Rogers. Let's take Kenny Rogers. Listen, Kenny Rogers. What's wrong with Kenny Rogers? Leave Kenny Rogers alone.
Okay, I'm
trying to take a song.
No one to blow, no one to hustle. Listen,
real talk. You got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them,
know when to walk away, and know when to run.
That's real talk right there. That's real talk.
No, it is. Like I said, it is. But then,
I feel like I'm talking about people singing a song
that makes it sound different. You understand? Like, for instance, let's take I Love the Carpenters and let's take Luther. Now, when the Carpenters sung a song one way, you want to hang yourself. But when Luther come out and sing the same song, you felt for love in it. Okay? Come on.
But what I'm saying is this. But the thing is, it's still the same thing. It's still real. And you got to understand, I don't even listen to a lot of
the
stuff.
Remember, it's not what you say, it's the way you say it. So
you
it
know,
does
I'm
make
gonna,
a difference.
And, but you're talking and,
I don't want to slip my wrist listening to music. I want to feel the love. I don't want to be like, oh, my God, don't you remember?
But you know what? The funny part is you're talking to someone that listens to a lot of the harder stuff. It's saying my classic rock. It's saying my Zeppelin, my Hendrix, my Joplin. You know, it's saying all that. You know, I listen to STP, Audioslave, freaking Seven Dust. Like,
Seven
Dust.
Oh, God.
Hell yeah.
I think I heard them before. But wait, but like I said, their music.
I'm counting her voice. The scenes don't change. And Nikki, seriously, the lead singer of Seven Dust, I gotta tell you this right now. Sorry, Brother B, but you're gonna have to listen to this anyway. Lead singer of Seven Dust, dreads, extremely. Like, he has this chocolate caramel. Oh my God, it is so awesome. And he's chatted out and he's built. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
And
okay. Okay. Back
okay,
to Hootie
so
and the Blowfish.
Back to reality.
Back to Hootie and the Blowfish.
No, I said a black guy, not a gay black guy. There is a difference.
Leave Hootie alone. He said he was gay. Leave Hootie.
Listen, the problem is that he's been blowing fish for way too long.
That's what I'm saying. Doesn't mean he's been blowing fish, not sausages.
He's
blowing
way
too
many fish. But it wasn't a fish from Gotham. Anyway, the poor
anyway,
the
like that's what we were saying.
Like I said, it seems like our music is the one that seems very tainted.
It's
tainted, man.
Our music is the most controversial music. But the flip side of that is that everybody wants to listen to our music. So how do you handle that?
Because they want to listen to the drama. It's just like the daytime talk shows. It's just like the reality shows. They're listening to the drama. So making a rap song is the way to become a reality show star, just on record. That's all it is. And then you make a little BS video. Like, videos don't even go. I don't remember last time I saw a video, but videos don't even go with the song anymore. I remember
like
years ago.
Huh? They actually make videos nowadays?
I don't know. I think, listen, videos, I don't know who said it years ago, but video did kill the rock star.
Video killed the radio.
It killed it. It did. It just killed everything.
But
because you know what?
They don't make videos anymore. They
don't. They still do, but it doesn't even make sense to make a video because who really watches them?
I watch
not
them.
Me. Because I don't watch MTV. I don't listen to MTV.
I don't listen to the radio anymore. So I don't know what's out there.
But you guys know what I listen to as far as the radio is concerned. I mean, so now Nikki's like making music with your mouth fizz. Like,
you know what's interesting? Hmm. With our music, you go across seas, and they're still rocking the Rakim, Big Daddy Kane.
Yes.
They're still doing hip hop. They're doing more with R&B and hip hop than we're doing over
here
right now.
Of course.
Exactly.
And it's like it's sad. So we've been replaced. But some other people are doing our music and doing it better than us.
Yeah, and I love that. Have you ever seen the Asians when they have their dance competition?
Oh yeah, they don't play. Them Asians, casual, they be tearing the stage up.
Back in the 80s.
Yeah, when it comes down to breakdancing, like real talk, black people did it, but you know what I'm saying? The Hispanics, you know, they had the breakdance thing on lock. Now them Asians. Amazing. They fierce.
Those dudes in Japan, ain't playing.
They ain't no joke. I got to give them their props. I watched some of them dance joints, and it's like, yo, they just took it, and they evolved. That's the thing. We just do the music, but we don't evolve with it. We just do trap. It's like we just doing
but
trashy stuff with it. They took it and evolved.
Yeah, you're right, and that's the scary part. They chose not. You know, we chose not to evolve with it. They chose to take it to a level that we didn't think of. How freaky
exactly.
is that?
Exactly.
You know? Yeah. Again,
because a lot of us are still playing house nigga.
But the honest is the dancing with the
is we started, but we never, and I guess it's because we're in this country in particular, we're so fixated on making the quick buck. And doing, you know what I'm saying, just making it mainstream and all the accolades and everything. We don't stop and focus on the actual craft. Because what people don't realize, there is a craft to this. There is actually
it
a
is.
Craft.
You know,
when
yo,
you
Mika.
Lose sight of that craft.
Mika,
you lose
real
sight
talk.
Of everything.
Mika and Nicole, real talk. If any time that I ever see somebody from years ago
when we used to be ciphering and cats, because, you know, there's cats that you rhymed with in the cipher, and there's people that listen, especially from, you know, school. And they were like, yo, I remember when you used to be downstairs in the lunchroom and you used to be doing it. Like, yo, you was nice. Like, I listen, that pays off way more than a dollar. If somebody is still thinking about, yo, I remember we was at the lunch table and you was going in, like, yo, that was hot. That pays, that's worth his weight in gold.
Okay, should I bring up when you guys used to come to the radio station for my hip hop show?
You can if you want.
Okay,
did you ever record any of that stuff? Did you ever record any of that?
Yes, I do. I think my ex-wife may have both my tapes, though, because she's a whore. But anyway.
That's right. We got to go pay her a visit.
But
that's history right there.
You really should pay my ex-wife a visit and get my stuff from her. Anyway, Nikki, you weren't there, but the guys used to come up, like, once a month at the very least. I had a hip-hop show on campus, and they'd come up, and they would take over my hip-hop show. And I'd just be sitting there like, what? But that's because that was the vibe. That's what they did, and it was not my problem. Well, rather, let me rephrase. It wasn't my prerogative to stop them from freestyling. And
but you know what's crazy?
But
you know what's crazy?
Had a good flow. That was the thing, though, because you got to understand something. When these guys got together, it was just pure rhythm. Pure rhythm.
That's what it was about.
Right, right. And there was no reason to stop that cipher.
Nah.
Why would
I remember when you used to get phone calls, and I got to say it, a majority of the phone calls would be from, like, white cats or Asian cats.
But you
got to
remember
really
where the
appreciated.
Was.
Yeah, I know, but still, they it's you heard the appreciation.
Anywhere near campus.
Yeah, but still, and all, I remember when I went up on another radio station, and first thing, black person asking for, oh, yo, where can I get, how much it costs? Can I get it free somewhere? Where is this?
Of course.
I'm like, oh, you serious?
Yeah.
It wasn't about the money, but just the fact that you had to come on like that. Like, I didn't hear any appreciation. I didn't hear, like, yo, you sound, yo, this, that. It just sounded generic. And, like, once again, I'm not attacking our people, but, yo,
I am.
This is our music. And I
right.
don't see why we're not in control of it.
Yeah. And the problem is we, as a culture, we won't appreciate it, but someone outside of our culture will see the true value in it. They'll actually find, here's your funny ha-ha, they'll find the spiritual aspect of it quicker than our own will.
Yeah.
There's your,
and I,
there's
I can't,
your
and,
ha-ha.
I, and I ain't mad at them. And I'm not mad at
there's
them.
Your ha-ha. It boils my bunny. It absolutely boils my bunny, though, because you know what? This is something that we started. This is ours. This is the one thing that we can literally say that a lot of the music that you hear today is derived from. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm not even saying hip hop and just blues or like Elvis, all of these, the Stones, all of these people, all these mainstreamers that everybody looks up to. They took their inspiration from our music. We're the ones that were doing the juke joints. We're the ones that really came up with blues and actual rhythm and all of. This is ours. This is our contribution to this floating rock. I can't even say society. I'm going to say this floating rock.
Our people are messing
it up. The sad part is our own people don't understand the contributions we make. Meanwhile, everybody outside of this culture not only understands it, but wants it and wants to make it part of their own. Listen, and I love the Stones. I do love the Rolling Stones. Don't judge me because I love the painted black. Don't judge me.
Well, first of all,
okay.
Wasn't it Mick Jagger? Oh, my gosh, what movie it was? It was some movie about, it was some movie about a black.
Okay, no.
No,
no,
no.
You're actually
no.
talking about the documentary. Okay.
No, Mick Jagger had produced a movie about black artist, and he did it very well. I mean, it's like, you know, I can't recall the movie right now, I'm sorry. But it's the fact that, once again, it goes back to the appreciation, because we don't appreciate our own selves. We don't appreciate our music well enough as we used to.
No,
we don't really appreciate it. We take it all for granted.
Listen, can we be real for a moment? We don't even appreciate our own mentality, like 20, 30, 40, 50. Our mentality was different. You understand what I'm saying? We actually had a pride about ourselves. There were so many things. Like, we took our souls differently. We took our culture differently. We took our appearance differently. We took our political views differently. We took everything differently. Now, I'm on Facebook. I see more socks and hoes than I see women dressed properly. Seriously? Mm-hmm. And it kills me. It freaking kills me. Like, excuse me. My crazy West Indian ass family, Brother B, you know what we West Indians are like.
Yeah.
You know, my cousin who lives out in Jamaica, Queens now, he's constantly going on about a lot of things that he finds wrong. And he gets screamed on by a lot of black people. But my response to them is, is he really wrong, or are you just too freaking blind and too ignorant to see that he's actually preaching to you? He's giving you a little bit of knowledge.
People don't want the truth.
Are you that fucking closed-minded? Are you that narrow-minded?
Yeah.
Seriously?
You're that much of a hater. They're hating that much.
Because he's actually saying we as a people need to pull ourselves up. We need to find our knowledge. We need to take pride in who we are. Like, and you're mad at this?
Well, until we can stop twerking, until we can stop twerking and all this other junk, we'll never get a grip.
Listen,
like, we don't even own our own publishing companies like that. We don't own our own
television
like
network
distribution. None of that. See, and it's like, first of all, I'm not really getting in on this topic, but I remember years ago when Bill Cosby wanted to buy NBC.
Oh, they had a fit about that. Even I remember
that. And that's probably one of the reasons why they had to destroy him.
Mm-hmm.
They may have, they
that's
listened.
Right.
They,
that's why they did it, y'all.
They had to destroy him because Bill Cosby could have did it. He could have bought it.
But
they
was
like, nah, man.
That 20, 30 years ago? What, are you stupid? Really?
Yeah.
Come on.
Now look what they've done. He's too celebrated as a black man, you know, and all his accomplishments. So what they got to do, they got to kill his credibility. See, it's not about assassinating you. It's not about assassinating you physically anymore. It's about assassinating you.
It's absolutely
exactly.
Jared. Because you notice, Jared done faded from the limelight, but they still on Bill. Exactly. It's okay.
And Jared
is around. Honestly, Jared's crime is a lot more offensive.
Listen, those girls knew they were doing when they were getting with Bill Cosby. They knew they were getting something big, long, and hard, so they need to stop it.
Okay. But that's the thing. Once again, everything, like our music, is the blame for society's ills. What we do is the blame for this. I was
watching something on Facebook.
It's look at the comparison compared to after a football game. You know, you have Caucasians that may be wilding out about what happened at the game compared to, whatever happened in Ferguson. Like, when they're wilding out and burning stuff, it's all fun and love.
It's acceptable.
You know, when we going in for a cause, with thugs, with this, with that, listen, first of all, don't get me wrong, I love Pac. I love his music, missed him, but that whole thug life that he came with, see, that's the problem. Pac and Big didn't even get the chance to evolve.
No, they didn't.
Biggie was about to. And then he got killed.
Well, that's Pac. Because Puffy wanted him dead to live off of his
Now, listen, we ain't getting into the conspiracy theories.
Okay.
I don't know.
And wait, hold on.
and Tupac was about to leave Death Row. That's how he ended up mysteriously getting killed. And I still don't understand how Suge Knight didn't get hit when his fat ass took up the whole vehicle. Because you know what? Suge Knight held him as a shield. That's why.
Honey, it don't even matter because right now Suge Knight is about to do a couple of life sentences for the freaking hit and run murder that he pulled.
It's about time.
Because that bad boy was on tape.
Because he had Pac killed because Pac was going to leave. That's why. But go ahead.
Well, we all know that.
All I know is they didn't have a chance to evolve. So after they died, you correct me if I'm wrong, but after they died, it seemed like that genre of music just got stuck.
Yes, because they had nobody to come after them. Because had Tupac been alive, a lot of these rappers would not be here because he would have attacked them.
Hell no.
Same thing with Biggie.
He would have lyrically destroyed it. I got to say, about 99.8% of these rappers wouldn't be here.
And that's
what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. Come out as long as Tupac was alive. Once he died, all of a sudden he took my dad and had a fun gangsta. Get your stupid ass down someplace.
There was hip hop music used to have a balance. You know what I'm saying? Even the music, even the R&B music that was sexually charged, there was balance. But now it's overkill. Now it's like half nakedness. Now you got to talk about how many guns.
Like
what was that song? I'm in love with the Coco. Did you see that video?
No, there's a video.
Oh my gosh.
If I've never seen
a black person in my life and then I saw that video and seen what he was doing, I just thought all black people was like that.
No, dude. What you had to see was what was going around on Facebook with the little girl that was making cocoa and she was singing a song. Yeah. But yeah, Nikki, you never seen the video? The dude, he's an idiot. He's like, I'm in love with the cocoa. And this is all he's saying through the whole video, and he's literally, and I'm like, this is what you're quote unquote rhyming about, freaking drugs, really? And the way that you're doing it, it's so asinine, it's ridiculous. You know, we have people like T-Rock and CL Smooth who are at least a little bit more under the radar about stuff like that.
Remember back in the days, as MCs, it was all about subliminals. We did subliminals now.
Wu-Tang wasn't around talking about Cree. Seriously.
Acronym. Gas rules everything around me.
Okay. Now you got these freaking hillbillies coming out talking about, I'm in love with the coke. Dude, do you even understand what you're saying? Do you speak English?
No, it's not about what he's saying. The thing is, does he understand what he's doing? Does he understand the image that he's putting out there? Because...
Exactly.
I would love to say it out loud. Most of these cats and these young dudes out here, young chicks out here need to realize all these cats with this so-called money, they kids ain't going to the regular schools.
Absolutely.
They kids, these so-called rappers, they're putting their kids in charter schools. They're putting their kid in private school.
They ain't putting them
in public schools. They ain't thinking about y'all. Nope.
No, they're not in the slightest.
It's like the Chinese restaurant. You ever notice they the food that they cook you ain't the same food that they eat?
Hell no.
However, it's the same way.
Whoa, you can't say that because Mr. Wong is still the reason.
yeah, because he's eating some of his food is different.
Nah,
it's not the his rice pot ain't the same.
Now wait. Mr. Wong is eating exactly what we eat.
Which one, Mr. Wong, is this?
I have to tell you, Mr. Wong. Well, after Mr. Wong got caught with that crackhead on the back of 12th Street, he had no choice. But that's what was different. Mr. Wong is white rice. We need pork pie rice, all that stuff. Mr. Wong is eating what we eating in the hood now. Because Mr. Wong is going to put him on lock. Anyway.
What does Mr. Wong have to do with this?
I don't know. She's been drinking too much.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying, no. What I'm saying, but in that particular scenario, he's not living any better than us.
That's what I was saying with Mr. Wong, poor Mr. Wong, who I love.
But and this is true. But see, now, like I said, it's as much as some people don't want to admit it, it's the house nigga. The house nigga has like sold out the field, and
true.
Music just is just not music anymore. It's a joke. It's noise.
It really is.
And the real artists, just to name
Thinking
a few, the Commons, the Talib Kweli, the Most Defs, where are they?
They're there, but you have to actually go into like these underground spots to find them.
That's a shame.
And you know what? Like I said before, when as a parent, when you have a teenager that literally turns to you and says, "Yeah, my music sucks," that is a powerful statement in and of itself.
Yeah, it is.
It's a very powerful statement. Because this is going to show you that in this 20-some-odd year age gap, that my child, who should not like what I listen to, mind you, should not like what I listen to, should not like a whole lot of stuff that I like, is turning to me and asking me, "Well, what's good? Wow. Why are you asking me?" "Well, because what I got is crack." That's saying a lot.
Well, that's why these kids are walking around lost, because they don't have anything real. There's no real substance to a lot of things that's going on. Look at the food.
How many of them are going to turn around and say, "Well, you know, you got something better"? Not too many. And that's another thing.
You can't ask for something better if you don't know what better is.
No.
If you've been eating McDonald's all your life, how would you know about BBQs? And BBQs in itself is not the best, but it's better than McDonald's.
My question to you is this. You know, you know obviously what you're doing isn't right, what you're listening to isn't right. How, you know, you're trying to break away from that. You know, as a young adult or whatever the hell you want to call them these days, as far as I'm concerned, pains in the ass. But when that particular child turns around and says to you, "Well, I want something better," as an elder, how do you react to that? What's going to be your first response? How do you say, "Well, not for nothing, this is all you have," or, "I could show you something better, but you may not like"? You understand what I'm saying? Like, you're kind of flat in that
respect.
Man, give
him Michael Jackson, Prince.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Give him a blueprint. You got to give him a blueprint to something.
The man that left my class, he said, "I want something better."
How many give them the blueprint?
De La Soul. Just let them sit down and just put on some old school. De La Soul, Chocolate Fire, and just let them sit there and just listen to it. Listen to what I used to listen to. That's all. But how many of them still do that? How many of them even know where the fuck that those tapes are, let alone CDs? You understand what I'm saying?
I still have some of those tapes. Like, B, I still have you on tape.
Listen.
Hey. Wait, what would you say?
I still have you on tape.
Oh, you need to let me. Oh, well, that. We're going to have to find. You have to listen to that tape.
You know what song? You know what I'm talking about? With the one with the Sade hook?
Oh, yeah. I don't even have them no more. I don't even have a lot of the stuff I recorded.
That was hot. Like, B, you had I used to get into an argument with a certain person all the time because he would get mad because at first I didn't know it was you and it was you. You understand? So when he put it on, he was like, "Yo, listen," right? As soon as I heard you slow, I said, "Ooh, who is that?" She was like, "What do you mean, who is that?" I was like, "Yo, that person has a nice voice. Who is that?" She was like, "Byron." I said, "Byron?" I'm like, "Yeah." I said, "Yo, he has a nice flow." Mad at me the whole time. That's why I couldn't come to the studio. Because
he was mad. Listen, let's be honest.
That's
he was mad for a whole lot
studio.
Of things.
I couldn't come to the studio with y'all because I liked your flow.
And when I did come at one time, he gave me the eye once you started going, and I was like, yo. And he was looking at me, so I had to like not look. Like, okay.
Okay, Nikki. Wait. Nikki, let's be honest. Terry.
Well, thank you.
We're not even saying Terrence. Terry was mad for a while. Because Terry was insignificant and inferior.
But your boy is good. Your boy is good. Like, y'all were a team. You should be, like,
exactly.
y'all make
yeah,
fun
well,
of
but Terry, listen.
You know what I'm saying?
Terry was insecure because she had nothing to offer. And Terry knew that when you found out that she had nothing to offer, it was going to be an issue. And, yes, I will refer to Terrence as Terry because Terrence was a bitch and still is. Thank you.
Okay.
Woo!
Moving on. moving on. Listen, my whole thing is you know how the whole music thing started? He actually approached me.
Really?
With the Cool G Rap tape, Rose to Riches.
Okay.
And
he
was like, "Yo, he came to me with the idea of like, yo, we could do this music thing." So he wanted to rhyme. And I was going to do the DJing. So, you know,
really?
I had to get some little BS turntables together and a mixer. I had to do all the research because I'm finding out what do you have to do? Even though I've been listening to hip-hop, I wasn't fully immersed in it because I was listening to other music before I started listening to hip-hop. Then I started getting into it. Then I started writing for him.
Excuse me?
And then... Yeah, and then I don't know if you remember my man Freddie, Hostile, who was with Screwball. Yeah, Hostile was like, "Yo, nice. You need to leave him alone, and you need to start emceeing yourself." So I took his advice and I did it, and that's how everything started.
Get the hell out. Yo, I heard it. I have a complete different story. And you know what the sad part about it is that y'all could have went someplace because he got in contact with Rakim. You understand what I'm saying?
I never believed the Rakim thing.
I did because his mother was listed. So he called the mother's house, and at first he was just going to, he said, "Oh, shit, I should have hung up." I said, "No, talk to the mother." I was like, "I'm the one that got him to do it," but he really did talk to the dude. So I'm like, yo, like, get in there. He was all about self. You understand what I'm saying? So it was, y'all could have went someplace. And, according to him, everything was his idea. He never mentioned Raymond was there. It's like people just got eliminated from the whole thing. He didn't seem
and
like
where
he did the whole thing.
And
who
do
you think started
now?
Making the beats? Who you think came up with the idea for the beats? Because I was just doing it for him. You know what I'm saying? He came to me with the idea, and I was like, "This is what you want? Yeah, I got you, bro." And this is what I started doing.
If you're wondering, guys, you are listening to the
video. If you hear the samples of what he used,
the number here is 347-324-3395. Sorry.
It sounded tacky. Okay, because I was like, how do you get the people talking about hallelujah and the guys chanting in Muslim? I was like, that is not good. But I can't vision it. But when he brought it, I said,
because I put it together. Because I had the idea and I put it together.
I couldn't hear it. I couldn't. Yo, that video was ill. Listening to it separate, it was like, what? But when it came together, I was like, nah, that shit's hot. That's hot. And then he went off on his own to do the song without you and trying to get some money to resample it, and it sounded fucked up. And I think I have that tape, too.
Oh, yeah, I need to listen to that. Yo, we got, like, 2 minutes left.
Okay.
I'm
going to make this really fast and simple. Music today sucks. People need originality.
Music sucks. TV is my best friend. Go ahead.
And all I can say is, listen, Kat, step your game up. A lot of them want to be like, "Oh, you old timers is sore," or this is that. Listen, I'm 41, and you come at me with a microphone, I get in your ass quick. And so that's just me. You know what I'm saying? Like, just because I ain't do it in a while, don't mean I still can't do it. Once I put in a lot of years and a lot of sacrifice just for that microphone, so
okay,
step your game up, man.
Because that actually sounded really interesting. Okay, I'm special.
So, but yeah, Nicole, congratulations on your new crib. We got to come over there and crash it and throw it on your carpet.
Thank you. We will absolutely be there, drunk as hell. It may take a couple of days for us to sober up and sleep, but whatever.
So,
yes,
that
we got to do a menu from there.
Yeah. No doubt. So that concludes another episode of The Menu. Thank y'all for listening or going to be listening. Mika, Nicole, and Brother B. Everybody be safe. We out.
Bye.
All right. Later.